Hello, and welcome to the Golden Hour podcast with your amazing host, Anna Gold. We hope you enjoy the conversation and learn something new. We have an amazing show planned for you today, and who knows, we might play a game or two. Ladies and gentlemen, without further delay, here she is, the amazing Anna Gold.
Terrence McDonald, welcome to the show.
Great, thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome. From North Carolina, am I right?
Well, it's part of my journey. Originally born Midwest, but I did spend 12 years in North Carolina. I'm in Chicago.
And you went to Chicago right before COVID, right?
Yeah, perfect time as most of my life. Moved there in August of 2019 with dreams of pursuing a career in improv, and then 9 months later, a worldwide pandemic broke out and shut down the theaters. We've got, those be shut down for a couple months, just keep occupied for a little bit. How wrong we were.
Yes, sir. I know that deal. I was in a similar situation and I did it in March of 2020.
That's really good timing.
And by March 9th, they were warning everybody, go back home. And then I was like, well, I can't act, but what could I do? Maybe I could start a radio show. It became a podcast when I moved back here. So what have you been up to lately, Terrence, with your acting in Chicago?
I've actually been filming a pilot for a series called Engaged. I'm playing a person that's not such a nice guy. I don't know, maybe my typecast. We'll see how future auditions go, but that's kind of a role I've been cast in the past. It's okay. It's a lot of fun. And I'm also going to be going to Ohio to film. It's a fan film. Hopefully, they expand a bit more. It's called Dinner with the Gods of War, but that's based on a pretty popular video game called Gods of War.
And which part do you play in that?
I'm Thomas. I mean, he's not a character mm-hmm. from the video game, but he's going to be the person that interviews one of the gods of war. It's Kratos, that character.
So you're going to be interviewing a god. What's that like? Have you seen the script?
Yeah, I did a couple table reads, make sure we got it down. The table reads over the Zoom, appearing, as we look that day. But he's going to be all makeup and dressed up in his costume. A pretty big guy, too.
So he's intimidating like maybe a real god would be.
Yeah, he's actually a very nice guy, but for this character, he's going to be playing an intimidating person.
So you also did a couple of other short films, Dinner at the Andersons and Blue Light. Which one of those did you like best?
Well, they were both fun. Blue Light was interesting because in that I played an Uber driver. Maybe that one just had a more significant role. I didn't think about this until I was actually doing it, playing the Uber driver, still driving around Chicago. Mm-hmm. I had to do my lines, and you would think just driving to your lines, but it's actually you're using two different parts of your mind. It's not like I was driving around an empty parking lot. I was driving around these streets of Chicago, and it was dark out. So I was just like trying to remember lines and also making sure I don't crash the car.
Where can we see it?
Engaged is going to be, they're still working on it, they're still filming that. It's going to be released on a YouTube channel. So it's the pilot, and hopefully can pick up some interest. Dinner with the Gods of War, that won't be released for a while. These plans to submit to film festival. When you submit to film festivals, it can't have been released yet.
That's a really tricky rule because people want to see your stuff. I made a film. I want to show it to people, but I submitted it to a bunch of festivals. So it's a tricky time, but it can benefit you in other ways. So the right people can see it,
Exactly. Well, fall of 2024 for those. Sure. Yeah, and there's another one since you're kind of tasked. I'm working on an indie film called Hope. Have you ever heard of the movie Lean On Me? Tough, loving high school principal comes in to clean up the school and set the kids on the right path. So that was the plot of Lean On Me, and this is gonna be a similar plot as well. This will take place in Chicago because they're going to be filming an IPS school, and I know that's a redundant terminology, so I'm just aware in case any listeners trying to correct me. Apparently, they're the first indie film that's been allowed to film at a CPS school, so that's pretty notable.
I wonder if they brought the principal donuts, and he's like, "Yeah, sure, guys." Or maybe in Chicago, it's Polish pastry, and they serve it the day before Wednesday. Is it called punch key?
Talk about pierogies. It's not a pastry.
On Fat Tuesday in Chicago, make these Polish pastries. They're filled with stuff like dough bomb of awesomeness. If you have one of those and you give it to a principal, that's how you bribe them to let you film. So you are on a podcast called This Sucky Podcast?
Yeah, that's correct. That was the first podcast I was on that actually published. That was just kind of a more ramblings about random current topics. So
It'll be good in a time capsule if you listen to it in like 20 years. And I had another question about something you did, Terrence. You filmed a show called Oceanside. And just from the name of it, I want to watch it because who doesn't want to be by the Oceanside, right?
Exactly.
What is it about? Are you allowed to tell us?
Yeah, so it's to be filmed. Hopefully this, I'll keep that. Yeah, I'm under NDA. Not trying to pull one of those, oh, watch it and you'll find out. It's like, no, literally I might get kicked out of the movie if I say too much.
Okay.
Or, I mean, show. But I say, so yeah, Oceanside, but you are correct. It is. Yeah, it does take place in an ocean town, an Oceanside.
Nice.
Good sized cast. We'll focus on high schoolers and things going on in their lives. Not necessarily a healthy, fun activity, shall we say. It's maybe, I don't know if you're for it, but it has inspired the writing for Oceanside.
Oh.
Teenagers, you know, kind of get into trouble and things like that. So I do not play teenager. I do not. I am not close in age or in looks for that matter. So.
Oh, you remember Animal House? The character Bluto, didn't he fail college 5 times?
7 years of college down the drain.
And he always wore that shirt that said college.
It's one way to avoid copyright infringement.
Good luck with people attending your school, college.
Yeah, as an online institution just called college.
Speaking of college, did you live in a college town called Iowa City?
I did. Yeah, I grew up there, to the University of Iowa there as well.
What was it like growing up in Iowa?
It was fun. There was stuff to do. It's not flat. There are not mountains, that's correct, but it is hilly. Come ride your bike around the state and let me know how flat you think it is.
And then when did you decide to move out of the Midwest?
Yeah, well, I can tell you I moved onwards and upwards of better things, but not really to entertainment to start off. I was in Iowa after I graduated, had a job. It was okay. Put my resume on this website called monster.com to IBM. Said, all right, here's a job off. When can you move? It's kind of crazy because I didn't know anyone in North Carolina. Went off and did it and had a wonderful time. The North Carolina area was wonderful. Nice not having these frigid winters. It's just like,
and how did you move from North Carolina to Chicago? How did you get involved in the entertainment industry?
Now, that did start in North Carolina. There's an improv place in Raleigh, North Carolina called Comedy Works.
Mm-hmm.
And a buddy of mine said, hey, you want to take this intro to improv class? And I thought, huh, okay, that sounds fun. And I always, you know, heard, take an improv class. I'll help you out speaking. And I'm like, all right, well, can't hurt. When I went there, one of the questions was, are you interested in becoming a performer here? Circle one, yes, no, and I actually wrote down maybe. So I'm actually really enjoying this. Didn't know I'd really get into it like I was, and the instructor thought you had potential. They invited you to become a performer at Comedy Works, and so that's what led me down to this whole road, which has been a major impact in my life and how I ended up in Chicago. The start was just taking one intro to improv class. And
have you ever had a Chicago handshake? Do you know what that is?
Oh, God. I feel like we're lost.
Malort.
Malort. I've even had it a couple of times in my mind. I had combined the word Merlot and Marlot. It just merges into one word that doesn't exist.
Yeah. A Chicago handshake is a shot of Malort on the side of a PBR beer. And it's the worst thing ever. I think Malort is a medicinal liquor from Sweden. So think of taking cough syrup alongside of a beer. Officially, you are welcome to Chicago when you do that.
I always thought I was just braving the shot. I always said, you haven't truly been in Chicago to done a shot, my lord. Now you got to do the Lord handshake too, huh?
A Chicago handshake.
I do know some people that live in Chicago and I say, have you done a shot, my lord, yet? They go, no. I go, okay, you live in Naperville then. Yeah, you're one of those people that lives in the suburbs that say they live in Chicago, but they really live in
Elmhurst.
Yeah.
We are going to end this podcast with an amazing Will Ferrell quiz. Are you ready, Terrence?
All right, let's do this.
Of these films, which had the highest earnings at the box office? Daddy's Home, Talladega Nights, Elf, or The Lego Movie?
I think The Lego Movie made a lot of money.
You're right. Yes. After graduating from the University of Southern California in 1990, what real-life job did Will Ferrell have? Was he a private investigator, Santa's helper at a mall, a sports broadcaster, or was he a race car driver?
Ooh, I'm going to go sports broadcaster.
Hey, you're right, actually.
Oh, wow. Nice. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Didn't think he was a private, but then again, I guess Will Ferrell, who knows with that guy.
Which improv comedy was he a member of? I.O. Theater, Second City, The Upright Citizens Brigade, or The Groundlings?
He was in the infamous Groundlings.
Right again you are. Which of these films did Will Ferrell not star in with John C. Reilly? Was it Holmes and Watson, Step Brothers, The Other Guys, or Talladega Nights?
Let's see. He probably wishes he wasn't in Holmes and Watson with John C. Reilly. That one didn't do so well, but correct answer is The Other Guys.
Yes, you are right again. What is the first television show Will Ferrell was a regular cast member on? Saturday Night Live, Portlandia, Mad TV, or Funny or Die Presents?
Feel pretty confident that's Saturday Night Live.
And you're right again.
Bring it on.
All right, it's brought. Which comedy website did Will Ferrell co-found in 2007 along with Chris Henchy and Adam McKay?
Funny or Die.
Oh, wow. Okay, and you're right. Which of these television series has Will Ferrell not made a guest appearance on? Family Guy, The Office, 30 Rock, or Parks and Recreation?
Okay, I know for a fact he's on The Office and 30 Rock. Family Guy, Parks and Rec. Ooh. Oh, let's talk. I don't.
Five, four.
Parks and Rec.
Okay. Oh, you're right.
There's a lot of episodes of Family Guy. I'm like, oh man, the 300 or so, he could have been on one.
That's true. I was on an episode of Family Guy, actually.
Oh, you were?
Yeah,
no,
I was
kidding.
On. Yes.
That's amazing.
For the last question, which U.S. president has Will Ferrell been known for impersonating on Saturday Night Live and Broadway?
George W. Bush.
Bingo. Oh, right on. Do you have any advice, like a new actor who's listening to this or an improviser trying to get into film like you have? What would you say to those people?
Here's something I can give to you. This is fairly specific. If you're going to do this, you have to get headshots. It's what you do. It's what everyone has. Mm-hmm. And those are your marketing tools. So first time I did it, I basically showed up and said, oh, make me look pretty. And, you know, I did get some good photos. I did look good in them. Mm-hmm. But I found out it was really more about when you could use those headshots, you can be your agents, casting directors. It's more about you want to show what kind of roles you're playing. So before you get your headshots, this look, because your agent says, what can you play? I know every actor wants to say, I can play everything, but that's pretty much the worst answer you can give them. You don't look like everyone, though. It's about what you look like. And no one looks like, for example, I am not going to get cast to play a beach surfer. I just don't look like one. And that thus, I did not get a headshot with my shirt off and me holding a surfboard because it just...
You don't look that way. Like, you also could not play Danny DeVito's stunt double. It's just...
No, I should go with that one instead. Instead, like, yeah, I can't play the guy that's, you know, handsome and good-looking. And I just go with, I can't play Danny DeVito's stunt double. Thank you. Moving forward, that's what I'm going to say.
Yeah. And is there any way that you want people to reach you?
Yeah, Paula's Instagram handle is NCTHawk. So NCTHAWK. That's probably the best, easiest way at this point in time.
It's been great having you on this show. And Terrence is also repped by DeSanti Talents. If you have a super professional job to give him, call Susie.
And also, Dream Talent Agency as well. We'll make sure to give props to both. They've both been good to me.
Oh, sorry. I used to work with Susie. I saw that on your resume and I was like, oh, cool. Everyone, thank you so very, very much for listening. It's been a pleasure to have all of you listeners. And Terrence, you've been a great guest. Peace out, everyone. Have a beautiful evening.
Thank you so much, Anna.
This has been the Golden Hour podcast with your host, Anna Gold. We invite you to come back next time for more laughs, fascinating guests, and most importantly, movie trivia. Think of her next time you watch The Sunset or chug a V8. Don't forget to find her on Instagram and take a peek at her profile on IMDb. Until next time, stay golden.